Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Hello, so let's talk about how a crochet business, or any business, is like a complete roller coaster. You have ups, you have downs, and it feels like just as you're getting onto an even keel, you get hit by another bump in the road. Whether that's suddenly something going bananas or just sinking through the floor. And it feels like you can never just get on an even keel. And that is the life of a business. It's never just going in a straight line. It never just stays even and on, you know, straight and narrow. There's always something that comes along that surprises you or suddenly demands your attention. And it does feel like a complete and total emotional roller coaster. You can feel like you're on top of the world 1 minute and bang on the floor the next. And there's no predicting it sometimes. I mean, it would be great if we could have a crystal ball and just keep things running nice and even, no surprises, just go with the flow, but it doesn't really happen. You know, things can happen to throw all your plans out the window and that you need to rethink. You can end up with a sales slump. You can end up with a sales explosion. Both can be equally stressful. You know, we crave our business suddenly taking off, but even that brings with it stresses that you probably weren't prepared for. I've been in business in one form or another with my crochet for about 10 years now. And it's never run smoothly. There's always something. Lately, it's been the sort of slump. So we're in the middle of the school holidays as I'm recording this, and sales just drop. And that's pretty universal for most businesses, unless you've got a business that is kid related. Things tend to slump in the summer. And that's just this time of year. But this time of year, it's the middle of summer, and we need to start thinking about Christmas. Christmas is months away. It's a completely different season. And yet, because it's the biggest selling season, it should be peak selling season where you should be bringing in, well, most businesses bring in the majority of their profits over Christmas. Some businesses, you know, they bring in 75% of their profits over Christmas. It's the selling season is at bananas. And now is when you should be knee deep in planning for your Christmas selling season. And that gets stressful. You know, having all those sales is fantastic, but getting it all organized, getting your promotion sorted, knowing what you're going to offer, what your deals are going to be, if you're going to offer vouchers, worrying about returns, it's very stressful. And it does give you an insight into what happens when your business goes bananas. Because when you get that influx of sales, you're not necessarily as prepared for them as you think you're going to be. But at the same time, you can be on cloud nine, business will slump, and you realise you've got no backup contingency. It may be that you haven't got the reserves to cope with a period of time where you get a slump in sales, like the summer holidays. It can be a really nasty shock to the system. And this is part and parcel of running a business of your own, by yourself, being completely responsible for it, having no guaranteed paycheck at the end of the month. If you don't make the sales, if you don't make the profits, you don't get paid. to some people, that is a really good incentive to really go for it and make sure they do everything they can to bring those sales in. For others, it becomes something that is really completely overwhelming and they struggle to deal with that. But it's finding what works for you, how you go about making sure that money comes in. But you've got to do it in a way that's sustainable in the long term, because you're not in this for the next 5 minutes. Hopefully, I very much hope your crochet business will be running for years to come and keep providing for you for as long as you need it to. But to do that, you also need a business strategy. And then that puts you on the roller coaster of learning. Because if you don't keep learning, things are going to go downhill eventually, because things change over time. Everyone talks about the social media algorithms and how things just don't work the same way as they used to. That's normal. Platforms develop, platforms change. They change to demands of their customers. They change to demands of new technology. And so now we're seeing the rise of AI and so many tools bringing that in, and platforms want to integrate it because people want to use it. And so you start seeing all this AI content. And so you have to adjust or you lose out. And so you're always having to tweak your business and the way you run it and the way you show up based on what everyone else is doing, the tools on offer, what platforms, what's working with them right now, what isn't. The strategies you used even a year ago need to change to keep up with new technology. And it does not matter if you think, yeah, tech's not for me, I'm not techie, I'm not going to look at that. But if you're using any online tool, social media, video, blogs, whatever it is, if you're using anything online to promote your business, you do have to keep up with the times. Because, you know, just, what, 3, 4, 5 years ago, most content on social media were text posts. Text with a photo. You know, video wasn't as prevalent as it is now. AI wasn't really around at that point. You didn't have those two big pieces of tech to compete with. But now, if your social media is only text and pictures, you're going to lose out, because video content gets priority, because people want to watch more than read. And so your content is going to disappear down the feed, not getting as noticed. If you want to get visible to make sure your crochet gets seen, you've got to keep learning. And yeah, that feels like an uphill struggle. It's part of that roller coaster. You will realize you need to learn something, and that can really put you into a slump because you realize you've got some extra work to do. But again, it's just part of this roller coaster of business. Things rise or fall. You know, you suddenly get found and it's like, yes, I'm on top of the world. I've got orders rolling in, the profits are flowing. And then it's, how do I deal with this? Because having that much attention on you, although while great for profits, it can be very overwhelming. I had this issue with my first crochet along that I did. I was not expecting the response I got. It went a bit nuts. Because it was my very first one, I was fairly new as a pattern designer. I thought I was going to get maybe 200 people joining in. Within 2 months, I had a group with 5,000 people in it. And that was crippling. I nearly turned around and cancelled the whole thing and called it off because I couldn't cope. Thankfully, I was in contact with some fabulous people who really helped me out. But to have that many people firing questions at you because they're so excited about your crochet is, one, very flattering, but two, scary as hell. And you end up feeling like, yes, I'm on top of the world, I'm making it. And then at the same time, you're on the floor thinking, how the hell do I deal with this now? Having the attention, if you're not prepared for it, is not always prepped up to be. And it's really quite bizarre. It's a very strange place to be, but You either sink or you swim. Business is never what you expect. You know what you hope for. You know that you hope that you will make the sales and profits that you need to live off your crochet business. But you also need to be aware that you need to keep learning and that you may not necessarily be prepared for what's around the corner. Business is a roller coaster from start to finish, whether it's profits that are coming in, you get peaks at Christmas, you get troughs in the summer, and in between it's who knows. It depends on what you've got available to sell, what kind of products you have, what niche you have. And then when it comes to learning and new tools coming along, that can be quite stressful. You know, some things come along and you take them really easily. Other things take a bit longer. And you've got to decide whether you're going to use them, if they're the right fit for your business. And it's like, what do I do for the best? But the thing to keep in mind is that every business has these problems. Even the big multinational corporations have these issues. I mean, you just have to look at the scandals that go into the news. What's in the news right now is the CEO got caught at the Coldplay concert. That has brought chaos to the business he works for, like you wouldn't believe. And they were not expecting it, and they are trying to navigate it. On the one hand, they're getting a lot of publicity. On the other hand, they're dealing with a scandal. A very bizarre situation no one could predict, but they've got to get through it. You never know what's around the corner. And these things happen, just like life happens. And never, ever think that you're on top of it. The worst thing you can do is to think that you've got it all figured out and everything's going to go smoothly, because then you are not prepared for anything. Business is not smooth because you can be affected by forces outside of your control. The economy can take a hit, which means people start tightening their belt and they're not buying so much, which can affect you with a slump. Then you've got to figure out how to get through it, which you can get through it, because when these things slump, not everyone is tightening their belts. You've then got to go find the audience who still have disposable income. You have to rethink your strategy. You have to change how you market your crochet, but you can get through it. But you've got to be open to new possibilities and open to new ideas in order to make that happen. So you can survive and navigate everything that's thrown at you, as long as you are prepared to learn, as long as you can keep a positive outlook, as long as you are prepared to look at new solutions that maybe you haven't thought of before. You are on this roller coaster, and until you decide to quit your business, there's no getting off it. You are on it, and that is that. You just have to deal with the twists and turns that get thrown at you. You are far from alone. Every business goes through this. It's just learning to expect the unexpected. So if you need that advice, if you need someone to talk to and, you know, get that coaching to help you navigate any area of your crochet business, then I can help you do that inside the Whip Club. Your business is a work in progress. I know that. That's why I created the question and answer service that is inside the Whip Club. It's a private Voxer chat where you can send me your questions and I will give you answers that are specific to your business. I will ask you links to your social media, to your listings, whatever relates to your question, so that I could take a look at your business and give you the answers you need for you. If you want to learn more about that, then go to crochetbusinessschool.com/WIP club. The link is also in the show notes to this podcast as well. So keep trucking along. You are doing just fine. Any bumps in the road are just that. They're bumps. You will get through it. You will get through the other side. If you just keep going, keep accepting that you don't know everything and there's always something new to learn, and that you might need to learn new strategies along the way to keep your crochet business visible and make sure your audience keeps seeing your fabulous crochet and how it can benefit them. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.